Meseches Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin, 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Vav and Beis, we begin our new Mishnah. Hamoiches Atzmei Ves Bonav La'Ivik Chavim, Ein Poit Meisai. If Reuven sells himself as well as his children to La'Ivik Chavim, and as we will see in the Gemara, that he already did this two times previously, and we will point him twice before, then the din is that we will not redeem him at this point. And as Rashi says, Hel V'Ragu B'Kach, and therefore, as Rishonim explained, there's this concept of Tikkun Olam, that the person will realize that we won't continue to redeem him, and therefore he won't sell himself or his children another time. However, the Mishnah tells us, but once the father dies, then we will be paid to his children. And as we will see in the Gemara, the reason why we are not paid to the children while the father is still alive is because the father will make sure that they don't learn from the Goyim. However, once the father is no longer around, so therefore the Chacham were concerned that these children will learn from the Goyim and won't stay on the Derech. And certainly the Mefarshim explained that the same din of Mishnah would apply if a person sells himself without selling his children. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that we won't even be paid to his children prior to him dying. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rabasi, Rabasi says that Lamaisa the Pasuk in Bahar states, Umachachicha imoi vinimka, oi le ikim mishpachas ger, achri nimka gula tiyaloi, echome echav yigalenu. And we see that there's a mitzvah to redeem someone that became poor and sold himself. And therefore, the Mishnah cannot mean that we're never allowed to redeem someone that sells himself to a guy, as this is actually a mitzvah deraisa. And therefore, Rabasi explains that the only time the Mishnah said this din is Vuhushimacha vishana vishileis, is only if Reuven sold himself once and we redeemed him. He sold himself a second time and we redeemed him, and then on the third time we will not redeem him. And the Gemara continues, Hanu Bnei Bei Michsi, the Yaski Zusim, Oydu Chavim, Vlei Havilu Mefrenu. There were the people that lived in the town called Bei Michsi, that they borrowed money from Goyim and they didn't have money to pay back to Goyim. Also, Vukagavilu, and in lieu of payment of the Chayiv, the Goyim came and took them as slaves. So, also, Kamei Rav Huna, they came in front of Rav Huna and they asked Rav Huna to redeem them. Amar Lahun, Rav Huna said to them, My Avilu, what can I do for you? The Tan Lumaisa Mishnah stated, Hamoiches Atzmei Ves Bonav La'Ivik Chavim, Ein Poit Meisai, that if someone sells themselves and their children to La'Ivik Chavim, we can't be paid to them. So Amar Li Rab Abba, Rab Abba said to Rav Huna, L'matani Rabbeinu, that you taught us, V'hu Shemacha V'shana V'shileish, that the only time that we said that you can't be paid to them is only if they already sold themselves a third time. And over here, L'chayra, they only sold themselves once. Amar Li, Rav Huna responded, Hani Meragu Regulu, the Avdi Hachi, that this is not the first or second time that these people borrowed money from Goyim, and therefore were serving as avodim, and we will pay to them. And at this point, we no longer have a chiyuv or responsibility to pay to them, and potentially there's even issa based on this takana not to redeem them. And this is the basic way to learn this Gemara. However, the Meiri learns this Gemara. Rav Huna responded that since in this town everyone knows that if you don't pay back Goyim, they're going to take you as avodim. Therefore, even on the first time, we can't go and be paid to these people. And there are various other pshatim in this Gemara as well. And the Gemara continues, Hu gavra dezov nafshi ludai. There was this person who sold himself to Ludayim, and Rashi says, Umar, this is a nation, Sha'ichlum B'nei Adam, that they practice cannibalism and they ate people, and others explain that they would be makrif people for Avodah Zarah, also called Rab Ami. And the Yamshel Shlomo explains that this person already sold himself twice beforehand, and they already redeemed him twice beforehand, and at this point he didn't realize that he sold himself to people that were cannibals, and at this point there was a potential for Pekuach Nefesh, and he came in front of Rab Ami that Rab Ami should redeem him, Amalei Pirkon, and he said to Rab Ami, please redeem me. And we continue and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Omar, so Rab Ami said to the people there, now we learned in our Mishnah, Hameiches Atzmei Ves Bonav La'Ivik Chavim, that even though if someone sells himself and his children to La'Ivik Chavim, Ein Poit Meisai, so we can't redeem him, Aval Poitin Zabonav La'Achim Misaviyim, even if he sold himself a third time, we could still be paid to his children after the father died. And the Gemara continues, and as we explained in the Mishnah, the reason why we could be paid to his children is Mishum Kukula, and as Rashi explains, Shalai Yitmu Be'Avdi Chavim, that they shouldn't go and be together with La'Ivik Chavim, and they'll learn from their ma'isim. However, while the father is still alive, we don't have to worry about that, the mental line of Uran, because the father will still guard them that they don't go off the derech. And therefore, Rab Ami said that just like we find that we're allowed to be paid to the children, even though it's after the second time, as we're worried about the ruchnius, the koshkin hacha, and certainly in this case, the ikka katala, that even though he already sold himself twice, and this is his third time, we can still be paid to him, because the ma'isa, there's a pekuch nefesh involved over here. And the Gemara states, Amalei Rabbanan Rab Ami, so Rabbanan said to Rab Ami, how you saw Mumuhu, that even though you might be right that there's a potential pukuch nefesh over here, but this Yisrael is actually a mumma, the kachazulay, the ka'achal nevel shetrefes, because we saw that he ate nevel shetrefes. So Amalahu Rab Ami responded back to them, Eimel te'avinu ka'achal, Eidechanami, he might be a mumma, but he was only a mumma te'avin, therefore we still have a chiyuv to save him. And Amalei and Talmid Chum that were there said to Rab Ami, Vazim de'ikai te'er v'yisura kamei, that we know that there were Edom that said that there were some times when it had an Issa in front of this person, and Lahakas he went and ate the Issa, even though he could have eaten the Heta. And since he is a Mom Lahakas, therefore he has a din of a min of a Talmidu Yeshu Noitri, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara and Abed Zara, there's a din of Meridin Avalei Mailin. Finally, Amalei, Sir Rabbi Ami said to this person, Zil, like a Shavki Lidaf Chinach, that I can't help you, and you have to leave here because they're not allowing me to redeem you. And the Gemara continues with the story about Reish Lakish, and Taisa says, Kodim Shechaz Lemutav, the Mistam Aloy Mizazel Ba'atmel Kolkach, as we know, Reish Lakish was a bandit, and Taisa says, this story happened before he did tshuva, as if Reish Lakish already did tshuva, then he wouldn't have been Mizazel himself in order to do this Maisa. And the Gemara tells us the story, Reish Lakish Zavin Afshil Ladoi, Reish Lakish went and on purpose sold himself to these cannibals, Shaka Badei Chaisa V'Gogalta, and when he went to them, he took with him an empty sack that was tied up, and he also took, as Rashi explains, either a very heavy round stone, or he took a very heavy round piece of lead. Omar, and he said, Gemiri, the Yom Basar called the Baymanayo Avdilei, that we noted the Kabbalah that these cannibals on the last day of the person's life, they make sure to give him anything that he wants, because in that way they will be Meichel him for spilling their blood. And the Aruch explains that by them doing this and the person feeling good, then it will sweeten his blood and it will sweeten his body, and when they eat the person's body, it will actually taste better. Yom Basra on that last day, Amulei said, they told Reish Lakish, my Nichlach, what do you want for us to do for you? And Amulehu, so Reish Lakish said to them, Beina akam tinchu v'esfinchu, I want to tie you up, I want you to sit down. And he showed them the empty sack, v'cholcha menaychu, amchi chaysu upalgo, and each one of you, I want to hit with this empty sack, a soft blow, and I want to hit you 1.5 times. And they agreed, and continue, he tied him up, v'esfinu, and he sat them down, and kolcha menaychu, kadmachir chat chaysu, nafik nishmasei, and when Reish Lakish hit them with one blow, they already died, chakinu l'shini, and when they were dying, it looked like they were smiling, and it sounded like they were laughing, and because the others didn't see what was happening, so Amalei, so Reish Lakish said to the person, are you laughing at me? Akati pashloch gabi palgo dechaiso, I still have another half a blow to hit you with. And the other cannibals actually thought that Reish Lakish didn't kill the person, and the person was actually laughing because it was so light. And based on his plan, katlin l'kulu and nafik v'asa, that Reish Lakish was able to kill all the cannibals, and Reish Lakish was then able to leave. And the Gemara continues, and once it spoke about Reish Lakish, so the Gemara now continued with the story about Reish Lakish, and Bipashas, this is talking about after Reish Lakish already did tshuva, and this is at the end of his life. And the Gemara tells us, Yosef ka'achal v'shasi, that Reish Lakish used to eat and drink, and Rashi explains, kol yomav, kol mashri mistaker, lo yim mitzamtin, letzni aliyem macha, that Reish Lakish never saved any money in order to save it for the next day, and whatever he had, he used right away. And Omale Bate, so his daughter said to him, like bayis midi l'mizgalau, why don't you save some money, and this way you'll be able to have somewhere to sleep on, and you'll be able to buy yourself a pillow and blanket and mattress. Omalon, he said to Abiti, crazy curry, my stomach is my mattress, and as Taisa brings down, that it was normal for them to sleep on their stomach. And the Mepharshim point out that even though the Gemara Masechtas Brachas on Daf Yud Gimel, it says it's the Asal Lishka Paktan, and the Rambam says that that means even on your stomach. However, the Gemara in Brachas says that if someone is very heavy, then it would be mutter for them to do so. And the Gemara continues, Ki nach nafshe, that when Reish Lakish dies, Shava Kabo de Marika, that he left over only one bagful of saffron, which was a type of a spice, and of course that wasn't a very valuable item, Kara nafshe, and even so he was upset about it, and he applied the following pasuk in Tehillim about himself, which says that a fool is Azvul Lachayim Chilam, leaves over their wealth for others, and Reish Lakish felt he should have given away all his nechasim prior to dying, and he shouldn't have been left with anything when he died. And some explain that this was because at the beginning of his life Reish Lakish was a bandit, and therefore Reish Lakish always wanted to give his money Litzarchi Tzibah in order to do tshuva on the fact that he stole from people and he didn't know who he stole from, and this went on all the way till the end of his life, and that's why he felt bad they still had this package of saffron that he could have given away, which would also help them do tshuva. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and we know the pasuk in Veschanan says Leisichanim, and the Chacham learned in Masechta Avodah Zarah Leisitalam Chaniya Bekaka, that you shouldn't sell any kaka to goyim in Eretz Yisrael. And Amish just now states Hamechas Tadeo Leivichavim, if someone sells a sod in Eretz Yisrael to goyim Lekechu Mevi Menem Bekurim, then the Rabbanu required that every single year he should go and buy the first fruits from that guy, even if it costs him a lot of money, in order for him to bring those first fruits to Yerushalayim as Bikurim, and as the Mishnah states, Mimplei Tikkun Olam, and Rashi says, Shlei Rogel Limko Kaka Beretzol Leivichavim, in order that Yidden should not go and sell Kaka to Beretzol Leivichavim, and therefore we can ask the seller, the Gamim Macha, and even if he does sell it, Yatriach Lach Sachrel Beliftais, he will see that ultimately he will have to pay a lot of money for these payers, and therefore it will be worthwhile for him to go and buy it back from the guy and redeem this Kaka, and now the Kaka will be in the hands of Klal Yisrael. And we explained our Mishnah according to Rashi and Rashi's Gersa of Lekechu, maybe men of Bikurim and Pnei Tikkun Olam. However, However, Taisus is goyis halakech may be mena bikurim pnei tikkun olam, that if someone else who is not the seller buys these pears from the akum, then this buyer has to bring these pears to Yerushalayim as bikurim. And even though according to Taisus it comes out that there's no knas on the seller and just a din on all of Klai Yisrael that they have to take the bikurim to Yerushalayim, the Rabbim explains that the reason for the takana is that once Klai Yisrael will see that even though a guy bought it, there's still kedushas haaretz, so therefore they'll go and try to buy it back from this guy. And some explain just the opposite, that since it will be difficult for Klai Yisrael to go and take these pears to Yerushalayim for bikurim, therefore they'll stop buying the pears from this Eved Kechavim, and the Eved Kechavim therefore will be forced to sell this land and it'll get back into the hands of Klai Yisrael. And Lefi either Pshat and Mefarshim explain that since the guy Lemaisa owns this land, therefore when the Yisrael brings the pears to Yerushalayim as bikurim, he could bring it, but he can't be kari, as he couldn't say Hini Avesis Reisha Pri Adama Hashem Satali Hashem, since he didn't own the land. And keep in mind that the Mishnah just taught us that the only thing that the Chum required him to take to Yerushalayim was bikurim, but it doesn't tell us that he has a chiyuv to separate Trumas and Maises for all the pears that are in the hands of the Goyim. And Rashi on Mem Zayin Rabbeis says, because bikurim is a chiyuv that's mutal on the person and it's a chiyuv on the gavra, and therefore we require him to do this mitzvah. However, since the chiyuv of Trumas and Maises is in order to be mesakim pears and in order that it shouldn't be tevel, so the only time you have to actually take off Trumas and Maises is only if you're going to eat those pears. However, since these pears are in the hands of the Akum, therefore there's no chiyuv to take off Trumas and Maises, and at least according to the Man D'Omer that says there's no afkos kedusha of the land of Eretz Yisrael, and these pears are chayiv in Trumas and Maises, then if a Yisrael buys these pears, then in the Chanami, that Yisrael who buys the pears from this Akum would have to take off Trumas and Maises. And the Gemara begins with the machlekes between Rabba and Rabba Loza da Amira. Rabba states, Avo Pisha in Kinyan Lev Chavim Eretz Yisrael afkiyu midei Maisa, even though when a guy buys something in Eretz Yisrael from another Jew, then the din is that the Kedusha Sa'aris is still on the land, and therefore any pears that grow in that land would still be chayiv in Trumas and Maises. And as Rashi says, V'Yisrael koinu menu mena pears, and if Yisrael buys the pears from the guy, Tzarech la'asa, Yisrael would have to take off Maisa. Shinema, and the Gemara brings a pasuk which states, V'aretz leisim macha l'smisas, ki li ha'aretz, ki geim v'se shavim atam yimadi. And since the Torah says that the land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is telling us, li Kedusha Sa'aris, that the Kedusha of this land belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and no one could take the Kedusha away from this land. However, Rabba states that there is still a kinyan for the guy in Eretz Yisrael, lachba bayir shichur maris, that if he wants to go and dig any bayir shichur maris in this land and it'll actually ruin the land, that is fine. Shinem, as the pasuk says, hashmaim shmaim lashem, and va'aretz nasalim bnei adam, and the land of Eretz Yisrael was given to people, and bnei adam could be referring to the children of Adam Rishon, which includes goyim, and the goyim have the ability to have ownership in the land of Eretz Yisrael, and they could actually ruin the land by digging bayir shichur maris. And the Gemara continues, Rablezo Imer, Rablezo Agadon Rabbi, he says, Av Pashish Kin Lev Chavim Beretzol, Afgimi De Maiso, even though Lev Chavim could be clean the land in Eretzol, and will be Mafkiya that land for Maiso, Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Rashis De Goncha, Tiroshcha Vietzerecha, Vrashis Gaid Sancha, Titan Loi, and this Pasuk is discussing Maiso Shani, and we learn out, De Goncha, Veloi Dogan Lev Chavim, that the only Chiv of Trumas and Maises is on a Jew's grain, and it doesn't apply to the grain of Lev Chavim. Av Ein Kin Lev Chavim, however, Rablezo continues that Lev Chavim still does not have a right to be koin Eretz Yisrael lachba b'bayir shichrim aris, to just go and ruin it and dig b'bayir shichrim aris. Shenem, as the pasuk says, l'ashem ha'aretz, that the land of Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And before we continue, let's remember that in order for someone to be chayiv in Maisa, the tefuah has to have been put into a pile and it had to have been smoothed out, and that is the gemar malacha of peiris, and that is called meruach, and it's also called digun. And the gemara now continues, b'maika mifli, what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabba? And the gemara explains, Masover, Rabbi Elazar holds, when the pasuk says the guncha, he learns out, as he said before, v'loy dogalei v'chavim, that the din of maises do not apply to the grain of v'chavim. However, Masover and Rabba holds that we don't learn the guncha v'loy dogalei v'chavim, and instead he learns the word the guncha as the guncha v'loy digalei v'chavim, that the only time that digun applies and that you would be chayim maisa is only when Yisrael actually flattens out the pile of grain that's in his sada, and at that point he'd be chayim maisa. However, if the v'chavim, before he sold it to the yid, already did a Maisa of Digon, and it was a Gemar Malacha, so at that time that the Chiyuv of Maisa would apply, it still belonged to a guy, and therefore this Tzvuah would be Potem in a Maisa. However, of course, if Yisrael buys it from a guy before he does the Maisa of Digon and the Gemar Malachdoin, and the guy did not yet do Meruach, and the Meruach happens in the Rishus of Yisrael, then at that point Yisrael will be Chayiv in Maisa, because as Rabbi told you before, She'in King Lev Chavim Beretz Yisrael, Afkir Miyadei Maisa, and even though Lev Chavim owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the land still has Kedushas Arutz, and any pears in that land can potentially be chayiv maisa as long as the murach was done in the rishus of Yisrael, and Yisrael already bought it from the Eved Chavim prior to that point. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, Minay Minla, we don't have a right to this Yisrael from Mishnah, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesech Peah, Halecha Veshicha Vapeah, Shal Eved Chavim, Chayav Maisa, if it's Lecha Shicha and Peah of a Goy, then it's chayiv maisa, Elam Kain Hifker, unless the Goy was Mafkrit. And the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what are you referring to? Elam of Yisrael, if we're talking about a Sada that belongs to a Jew, and he left Lecha Shicha Peah of Lektino Eved Chavim, and then a Goy comes and collects Lecha Shicha Peah, and then the Goy sells his produce to another Yisrael, that the din is, they still chayiv maisa, Elam Kain Hifker. So, Frak the Gemara, Elam Kain Hifker, how can the Mishnah say that the only time that this Yisrael will be parted from Maisa is if they had Hefka, Hamifkari Vakaimi, Lemaisa, the original Yisrael, made this already Hefka, and because it was Lecha Shicha Peah, therefore certainly it's not going to be Chayiv and Maisa. And as Rashi explains, when a Yisrael makes something Lecha Shicha Peah, Stom and Hefka, Upturman and Maisa, and therefore it's Paturman and Maisa, Shinem, as the Pasuk says, Ubal Levi, Ke'in Lechelik Benachli Imach, and we learn out, Bimisha In Lechelik Benachli Imach, that the only time the Yisrael has a Chiv to give Maisa is only if the Levi doesn't have a Chelik with you. Yatu Elu Sheishler Ben Chelik Benachli Imach, however, when there's Lecha Shicha Peah, and all are even, and all can collect Lecha Shicha Peah, including the Levi, Shari Af Eloi Hemuf Karin, and certainly this Yisrael that bought the Paris from Eved Chavim would be Potim in a Maisa, and how could the Mishnah say that the Chayavim in Maisa Elim Kain Hifker? And therefore the Gemara says, Allah, the Eved Chavim Velektinu Yisrael, the case of the Mishnah is, where an Eved Chavim owned this piece of land, he left Lecha Shicha Peah, and the Yisrael went and collected Lecha Shicha Peah, time in the Hifker, and the only reason why the Yisrael would be Potim in a Maisa is only because the Goy was Mafka to Lecha Shicha Peah, Hala Hifker, if the Goy was not Mafka to Lecha Shicha Peah, Chayiv, then the Yisrael would be Chayiv to take off Maisa, and therefore Rava proves that by the fact that even though the Goy owns this field in Eretz Yisrael, that the Yisrael would still have a Chayiv of Maisa, so we see that in King Eved Chavim Eretz Yisrael, Lafkia Midei Maisa, and Rashi explains that the reason why the Gemara had to say that the Eved Chavim was Mafka to his Peiris, and it wasn't enough that he said that it's Lecha Shicha Peah, is because even the Eved Chavim Lemifkad Laniach Peah, the Lecha, that since Eved Chavim does not have a Chayiv, and does not have a mitzvah to leave Lecha Shicha Peah, Lechayil Lashma, therefore even though he says this should be Lecha Shicha Peah, it's not actually chal elam kain hefker and Eved Chavim mamish l'shem hefka, unless the Eved Chavim actually says I want to make these peyos hefka for lo l'shem pegel and nichstam, and he didn't only leave it as peyah. And the Gemara continues loy that it's not a raya from that Mishnah as loyim to Yisrael. Really, the case of the Mishnah is talking about a field that belongs to Yisrael, and it actually was real lecha shicha peyah. The l'ktino Eved Chavim and Eved Chavim went and collected lecha shicha peyah, and then he sold it to a Jew. Udika Amrit, and even though you ask the question that l'chira, why is it that the only way that you would be potter in a Maisa is only if the Yisrael was mafkret, ha-mafkret v'kaimi, the Maisa the Yisrael was already mafkret because it was Lecha Shicha Peah. The Gemara explains, the he the mafkret adaita the Yisrael, in a chenami, when the Yisrael had Lecha Shicha Peah, he was mafkret that the Yisrael should take it, adaita the Yisrael mi mafkret, he was never mafkret that the Yisrael should take it, and therefore, if the Yisrael took it and gave it to the Yisrael should really be chayiv in Maisa. However, if the Yisrael originally was mafkret his peiris, not only to Yisraelim, but even to Goyim, then it was considered Hefka Lakal, and therefore, even when the Goy sells his peiris to the Yisrael, that Yisrael would still be Potter Min HaMaisa. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and will bring a raya from a Braisa to the Shita Rabbi Elazar, that Yesh King, Eved Chavim Eretz Yisrael, Lafkir Midei Maisa. As the Braisa states, Yisrael Shalakach Sodom Eved Chavim, if Yisrael buys a Sodom from a Goy, actually via Shlish, and it was prior to its grain in the field, growing a third of their growth, and then the Chazor Machle Mishavia Shlish, and then the Yisrael resold the field back to the Goy after the grain already grew a third of its normal growth, and the Goy now goes and sells this tefuah to another Yisrael. That Yisrael goes and does meruach, and therefore completes the process of these payers, and the payers now would become chayiv maisa. And the Braisa states chayavus b'maisa that the Yisrael would actually be chayiv maisa. And the Braisa explains shekvanas chayva, as since the Yisrael sold the field to the Goy after this tefuah already was a third grown, so therefore the tefuah already had a chayiv maisa, and that's why the Yisrael that buys the payers from the Eved Chavim would have to take off maisa. And the Gemara's medayik nischayiv in, it's only because the payers were already chayiv maisa since the Yisrael owned it when they already grew a third of its normal growth, and since the Yisrael did meruach to it. However, lo nischayiv loy, if the Yisrael would have sold to the Goy prior to the tefuah having grown a third, and it would have actually grown a third while it was in the rishus of the Goy, then it would not be chayiv maisa. And l'chur you see exactly like Rabbi Elazar that yesh kinyan lo b'chavim b'eretzol lafkia midei maisa. And the Gemara answers, if it would be in Eretz Yisrael proper, then certainly in kinyan lo b'chavim b'eretzol lafkia midei maisa. And the only reason why this braisa says that you only chayiv maisa if it grew a third in the rishus of Yisrael Shaul is because Hachamai Eskin in Syria, we're talking about a case where these pears were growing in Syria, and this mandama holds that when David was Kivish Syria, that was considered Kibush Yachid, and Midiraisa Syria is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the only reason why Chayiv Maisa in Syria is only Midrabanan, since the only reason why there's a Chayiv Maisa in Syria is only Midrabanan, therefore Mekel, and we say over there, Yesh Kinin Laibuchavim Besuria, Lafkir Midei Maisa. And the Gemara continues to try to bring another raya to Rabbi Elazar, that Yesh Kinin Laibuchavim Beretzal, Lafkir Midei Maisa, as Tashma, as we learned in a Tisefta Mesechtes Trumas, Yisrael Vaibuchavim Shelachu Sada Beshutvis, it is Yisrael and a Goy that bought a Sada and they were Shutfim in the Sada. And Rashi explains that at the point that they're still Shutfim on this grain, then we have to look at each stalk as if it's owned half by the Goy and half by the Yisrael, and therefore half of each stalk is Chai V'Maisa and it's considered Tevel because it's owned by Yisrael. However, the other half of the stalk that's considered owned by the Goy is not Chai V'Chumas V'Maisas and therefore it's not Tevel. And we continue on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, and the Brisa tells us Tevel V'Chulim Murav Zeb Zeh Div Rebbe, that since Rebbe holds that in Brira, therefore even if the Akum and the Yisrael would split up the Tevel, and now the Akum would take 50% of the Tevel and the Yisrael would take 50% of the Tevel, we still have to look at each stalk and we consider that half the stalk is Chulin and half the stalk is Tevel, and the Yisrael can use this Tevel to be Masakin other Tevel, as that is 100% Tevel, and this Tevel is actually Tevel and Chulin Murav Zeb Zeh, and he also can't take other Tevel and try to be Masakin this Tevel, as some of this Tevel is Chulin, and therefore you try to be Masakin in Achiv Al Ptur, and that also doesn't work. And therefore, in the case where this Yisrael wants to be Masakin's Tevel, or if the Goy goes and sells his Tevel to another Yisrael, and now that Yisrael wants to be Masakin his Tevel, he has to be Ma'isir Minei Ubei, as Rashi says, Nimtzim Ma'asim in Achiv Shabai Al Achiv Shabai, Umin Aptur Shabai Al Aptur Shabai, and this is the only way that you'll be able to take off Trumis Ma'isis in the proper proportion. And the Gemara continues, Rav Shimon Galil, however, Rav Shimon Galil says, Shalai Vichavim Pata, that all the Tevel of the Avichavim is Pata because he holds of Yesh Berira, and therefore now the Yisrael and the Avichavim split up the Shutfis, and the Avichavim has his Tevel, so it's Hover Adavel Mafreya that this always was the Goyiz, and therefore it was never Chayiv in Chumas and Maises. However, Vishal Yisrael Chayiv, any Tevel that now belongs to Yisrael, it's Hover Adavel Mafreya that always belonged to Yisrael, and therefore the entire part of the Yisrael would be Chayiv in Chumas and Maises and would be Tevel. And the Maisa, according to Rav Shimon Galil, if another Yisrael would buy the Tevel from the Avichavim, he would still be Pata in Chumas and Maises, because it was something which grew by the Goy. And the Gemara now brings its raya to Rabbi Elazar, Akan Le'Pligi, that the only time we have machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Shimon Galil, Elu D'Masa B'Yesh Berira, Rav Shimon Galil holds that there's Yesh Berira U'Masa B'Ein Berira, and Rabbi holds Ein Berira, Avad Kuli Amo Yesh Kin Le'Avichavim Be'er Tzol Afkir Midei Maisa. There is no question that whatever part of this Tzvua belonged to the Goy was part of Mitzumis and Maises and never became Tevel, and therefore we see that since the Avichavim owns this land in Eretz Tzol, therefore it was Mafkir it from the Kedusha Eretz Tzol, and there's no Chiv Maisa. And once again, the Gemara answers the same teretz, Hachinam B'Syria V'Kasava Kibush Yachad Leishmi Kibush, that in this case we're not talking about a standard case of Eretz Tzol, because over there in Hachinami we may say, like Rabbah, that in Kinyan L'Avichavim Be'er Tzol Afkir Midei Maisa. However, the case of the Braisa was talking about a scenario that happened in Syria, and since in Syria the only reason why there's a Chiv of Chumas and Maises is only Rabbanan, therefore we will make all, and we said that Yesh Kinyan L'Avichavim B'Syria Afkir Midei Maisa. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Chiyah Ba'Ovin Tashma, Rav Chiyah Ba'Ovin will now try to bring a raya to the Shita Rabbi Elazar, Yesh Kinyan L'Avichavim Be'er Tzol Afkir Midei Maisa, from our Mishnah. And the Mishnah stated, HaMeiches Deo L'Avichavim, if Reuven sells his Sada to a Goy, L'Kech U'Mei Bikurim Pei Tikkun Olam, that the Rabbanan will misakin that Reuven has a Chiyah to buy the first pears from the Goy in order to bring Bikurim to Yushlayim Pei Tikkun Olam. And Rav Chiyah Ba'Ovin now brings a raya to Rabbi Elazar that the Mishnah stated in Pei Tikkun Olam in that the reason that you have to bring Bikurim to Yushlayim is based on a Tikkun Olam and it's only Midrabanan, Midurais Eloi, but there is no Chiyah to actually bring Bikurim to Yushlayim, and it must be because the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Elazar that Yesh Kinyan L'Avichavim Be'er Tzol Afkir Midei Maisa, and therefore these pears are not Chayiv in Bikurim. And it is from this point in the Gemara that Tosfos on Amud Aleph asks a question on Rashi, that how could Rashi say that we require Reuven, who sold this field, to go and buy these pears from Shimon in order to bring them to Yushlayim as Bikurim, as if that is what the Mishnah meant, then how could Rav Chiyah Ba'Ovin ask a question and bring a raya to Rabbi Elazar from this case of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, play Tikkun Olam, as maybe there's actually a Chiyah to bring Bikurim even on the Raisadik level, and when the Mishnah said, play Tikkun Olam, it just means that Rabbanan Dei Vagoyza, that the seller should actually buy back the pears, and the words of play Tikkun Olam L'Chir do not show us that the Chiyah to bring Bikurim is only Rabbanan. And as Rabbeinu Tam says in the third Taisis on that Mem Zayim and Aleph, that Minole had Rav Chiyah Rabbi Avin noticed Dilma Tikkun Eilon Kai Ahad Chayvu Likach and the Chiyuv for Shruvin to buy the pears back from the guy. And it's because of this question on Rashi. Therefore, Rabbi Yonatan the brave sperm Leigasina who may be vivav v'harikama ka'odem halakech b'menu. Anyone that buys these pears from this guy may be bikurim, has to bring bikurim with play Tikkun Eilon. And from that, it's mashma that the reason why you bring bikurim is only midrabanan and not midraisa. And the Gemara continues. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi explains that really our Mishnah could be going like Rabbah, and really the din is that in kinyan chavim be'etzol lafkiyum midei ma'isa. And really, if a Jew buys these pears from the guy, there's a chiyuv to bring bikurim to Yerushalayim. And shtei takanas havel, and there were really two takanas that occurred. Meikar originally have a ma'isa midraisa that if a yid sold a field to a guy and then the yid bought pears from the guy, he would have to bring bikurim midraisa. And kivin chazu once Rabbanan saw the kamikri mizavni that people realized that the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was still on these pears and still on the Sada, and therefore they didn't feel so bad to sell Sadas to Goyim as the Savri B'Kedushasayu Kaimon. So therefore, Tekinu Lud Leilesu, so Rabbanan said that if you will sell a field to a guy, it will not be Chayiv and Mikurim, and even if you buy the pears from the guy, you would not have to bring them to Yishlaim as Bikurim, as they wanted Klai Yisrael to feel that if they sell a field to an Akum, they would actually be taking away from the Kedushas Eretz, and therefore the Jews would not sell fields to Goyim. However, this Takana did not work very well, as Kivin de Chazu demanded Le Sogele Mizabin that since the Chacham saw that someone did not have enough money, they would still sell the Kaka to Goyim, come Ishtakun Bialev Chavim, and then the lands would remain by the Goyim, and the Yidden would not redeem them. So Had the Kinan de Leisu, so after the Chacham now instituted another Takana that should go back to the Din de Raisa, and you should have to bring Bikurim to Yushlaim, and being that the Meichel will see that he has to anyway buy back the Paris, and he would have to buy back for even very high price, it would cause the Israel to go and repurchase the land from the guy. And when the Mishnah says we play Tikkun Eilam, it means because of this Tikkun Eilam, therefore we went back to the original Din D'Oraisa that any pears that are bought from this guy would be Chayiv and Bikurim and would have to be taken to Yushlayim. And there was no Raya from our Mishnah to either side, and you can't bring Raya like Rabba that ain't Kinilev Chavim Beritzol Afkim Midei Maisa. And certainly we could explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Chiya Ba'oven did in the Havim in the Gemara, and we can't bring a Raya to Rabbi Lezi either that Yesh Kinilev Chavim Beritzol Afkim Midei Maisa, because we could teach our Mishnah like Rabba did at the end of the Gemara. And the Gemara continues, Itma, we learned how Meichus Sedero the Paris, if Reuven sells a Sada to Shimon for its Paris, and Rashi explains, Sheyechel Lekech Paris at Esher Shonim with Tachsa Kakla Balea, that Reuven makes a deal with Shimon that he should have a leasehold and she'll be able to eat the Paris of the Sada for 10 years, and afterwards he'll return the Kaka to the original owner and to Reuven. And Rashi explains that the case of our Gemara is talking about a scenario where it was at a time where Yov was not Noig, the Hainu Mishigolu Shevet Reuven Shevet God, and as if it's talking a time when Yovel is Noig, then any time that Reuven sells a field in Eretz Yisrael to Shimon, it's considered that he only sold it for its Paris, and therefore the Gemara would not have said Hamechus Sedeo the Paris, it would have just had to say Hamechus Sedeo, and we'll see that actually the same Achlikas that we'll have now between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish will also be repeated in a scenario where it was during the time when Yovel was Noig. And in that case also, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish will argue, as every Mechira in Eretz Yisrael during the time that Yovel was Noig is considered as if Reuven only sold his Sada to Shimon for the Na of the Paris until the point that Yovel comes and Reuven will receive the field back. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yechon Amar Mevi V'Kayir, Rabbi Yechon says, at this point, Shimon who owns the Paris will have to bring the Paris to Yushlayim as Bikurim, and he will also be able to read the Pasha of Bikurim. However, Reish Lakish Amar Mevi V'Inikayir, although Shimon will have to bring Bikurim, he will not read the Pasha. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Mevi V'Kayir, as Kinyan Paris Kikunin Guftami, Rabbi Yechon holds that he will bring the Bikurim to Yushlayim and he'll have to read the Pasha, because he holds that even though Shimon only has a Kinyan Paris, it's considered as if he has a Kinyan Guf, because the main reason for Kaka is for Paris. And then Rashi says, therefore, he'll be able to say, Mureisha Priya Doma Shinasatali, because it's considered as if he owns the Guf HaKaka. However, Reish Lakish Amar Mevi in Kayir, because Reish Lakish holds Kinyan Paris, Lavka Kinyan Guftami. And the Gemara says, Is Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon now asks a question for Reish Lakish, that the Pasuk says, but the gay bikurim the samachta bechol toy veshenos lecha shem kecha ulu beisecha ata valei vivager shabikubecha. And Rabbi Yechon brings a brisa that states ulu beisecha, when the pasuk tells you that you bring bikurim for your wife as beischa zu ishtcha belamin shadam mevi bikur ishta vikari. It teaches us that a person could bring the bikurim of his wife and he could read the pasha bikurim. And Rashi says bikur ishta shegadu bekakum alug shechnis lo ishta lepeiros. And we're talking about the pears that grew on the kakum nixim lug, where the pears belong to the husband. And even though the husband only has a right to the payers, you see from here that he still would read the Pasha Bikurim, and therefore we see that Kenyan payers is Kenyan good for me, and that's why he reads the Pasha Bikurim. And the Gemara continues, Amaleis Reish Lakish responds back to Rabbi Yechon Shani Hasim Nechsil Lubei Secha. Over there it's different because we have a Gzeiras HaKasav that tells us that although generally Kenyan payers is Lavka Kenyan good for me, however over here you will be able to read the Pasha Bikurim since it's a special limud of Lubei Secha to teach us that other maybe Bikuri Ishtar Vikare Beikad Amri, and others have a different version as Ace for Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yechon, that actually Reish Lakish is a Kasha from the same Brisa to Rabbi Yechon. The Pasha says Lubei Secha Milamish Adam maybe Bikuri Ishtar Vikare, and Reish Lakish brings Uriah that the only reason over there we say that he could read the Pasha Bikurim is because the Torah is Megalathos from the Pasuk Lo Besecha, and is actually a Lima to teach us his din, Avu Ba'amaloi, but it's Muchach. Generally, we would say that King and Paris, Lavka Kunina Guftami, Amalei, and Rabbi Yechon responds to that, Time indeed, Nami Machamina, that in the Chanami, the way I know that King and Paris is Kunina Guftami is actually from the Pasuk that says Lo Besecha, and therefore the Torah is Megalathos in this Pasuk, that even though the husband only owns a King and Paris, he still can read this Pasha of Bikurim, because the din is that Kenya Paris is Kenya Guftami. And the Gemara continues, Esfei, I'll ask you another kasha from a Braisa, and this kasha will be a kasha from Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yechon, and Reish Lakish will want to prove that Kenya Paris is Lavka Kenya Guftami. And the Braisa states, if a person was coming on the road towards Yerushalayim and towards the Beis Hamikdash to bring Bikurim, will be Kiri Ishtar Biyadai, and he has Paris of Dichsim Lug in his hands in order to bring them for Bikurim, Vishamash Shemesh Ishtai, and prior to bringing the Bikurim, he already heard that his wife died, and therefore, at this point, he was Yerush, the actual Gufa Kaka. And at this point, not only does he own the Kenyan Paris, but he also owns the actual Kaka that his Paris came from. So the din is, maybe the curry, then he would bring these Bikurim, and he would read the Pasha Bikurim. And Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon that Mesa'in, it's Mashma, that the only reason why he'll actually read the Pasha Bikurim is only because his wife died, and now he has a Kenyan Guf. However, Loi Mesa, if she didn't die, Loi, he would not be able to read the Pasha Bikurim because he only has Kenyan Paris, and Kenyan Paris, Lavka Kenyan Guf Tami. And Rabbi Yechon responds, who adin the afagav loy mesa, that even if his wife wouldn't have died, certainly Reuven will be able to bring these Paris to Yerushalayim and will be able to read the Pasha Bikurim because the mesa kinyan Paris is kinyan guftami. However, Zokra Biechra mesa ishtuchelay, there's actually a major chiddush that even though the wife died, you may think at that point he actually could not read the Pasha Bikurim, and it might actually make it worse, even though at this point he owns the land as well. Salkadat chamina ligzum mishundra beisavplina, we may think that we should be goyzer in this case where his wife died because of the din that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina teaches us. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina taught us that if Reuven owned the field and Batsron, and Reuven collected these grapes in order to send them to Yerushalayim as Bikurim, v'shigur biyad shliach, and Reuven sent them with the shliach to Yerushalayim in order to take them to the Beis Hamikdash as Bikurim, and we know that the shliach brings Bikurim to Yerushalayim, he could be maybe, but ve'en ikari, and in this case, umei shliach b'derech, and the shliach died while traveling to Yerushalayim, and now Reuven goes towards Yerushalayim, and he picks up his fruits and he brings it as Bikurim in the Beis Hamikdash. So although generally the din is that the Bailim bring Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, they will be maybe the curry. However, in this case, the din is maybe the ain't curry. Shenem, as the pasuk says, v'lokachtem reishis kol pri adama shetovi me'atzucha. Since the pasuk could have said v'aveisim me'atzucha reishis kol pri adama, and it didn't have to say the word v'lokachta, and therefore we learn achtei lekicha v'hava be'echad, that the only way that someone is chayy to bring Bikurim and to read the Pasha Bikurim is only if the same person takes the Paris from the Sada and he brings them to the Beis Hamikdash. However, in this case, since the Bailim gave it to the Shliach and the Shliach took these Paris from the Sada, and now the Bailim is the one that delivers it to Yerushalayim, therefore the Bailim cannot read the Pasha Bikurim. And you may think then our case as well, since originally when Reuven started taking the Paris of Nechsim Lug towards Yerushalayim, he was actually only the owner of the Paris, and now when he brings it to Yerushalayim and he brings it into the Beis Hamikdash, he owns the Guf HaKaka as well. So one may think that we should be geizer, that he should not read the Pasha Bikurim, as people may think that this is similar to the case where a person comes and takes over for the Shliach, and the Bailim now cannot read the Pasha Bikurim. And over here also, people may think that the Bailim originally did not have a right to read the Pasha Bikurim, as he only owned the Paris of Nechsim Melug, and they may compare the two cases, and therefore we should say they should not read the Pasha Bikurim. Kamash one, that in this case, we don't make such a gzera. Even though his wife died, the husband can read the Pasha Bikurim, and certainly in the case where Reuven is bringing his Paris Nechsim Melug from his house, and he brings it to Yerushalayim, and his wife doesn't die in the interim, then certainly we hold Kenyan Paris Kenyan Guftami, and therefore certainly Reuven will be able to bring the Bikurim and read the Pasha Bikurim, and we will stop over here.